This is a poem called Fortune, and it's about eating in a Chinese restaurant with a group of other people whom I didn't know that well. And on a deeper level, it's about sort of the American imperative to constantly psychologically flush the contents of your psyche and personal history out for anybody who happens to be passing by. And the way that there's a certain kind of self-disrespect about your own privacy, and also about the value maybe of secrecy, of having secrets, which is a basic and in a certain kind of way precious and fascinating dimension of psyche. So it's a kind of advocacy on the part of the speaker, and the speaker behaves as much of, I'm not going to tell you what was written on my fortune cookie. Everybody else at the table is reading their fortune cookies, but I'm not going to tell you. And so that's the scenario of the poem. Fortune. In a Chinese restaurant, it is the perfect forethought and timing with which, well, let me just say, the beautiful thing about Chinese restaurants is the ritual, expectable, predictable sequence of manners that surrounds the meal, which ends with fortune cookies and oranges and, you know, begins with poorly translated menus. Anyway, I'll read it from the top. Fortune. In the Chinese restaurant, it is the perfect forethought and timing with which the slices of orange arrive on a small plate with the bill. So while you are paying what is owed, the sweet juice fills your mouth for free. And the fortune cookie too, which offers you the pleasure of breakage, and then that other pleasure of discovery, extracting and reading the little strip of paper with a happiness that you maybe conceal, the way the child you once were is even now concealed inside you. Maybe you will marry a red-headed woman. Maybe you are going to take a long journey. Maybe a red-headed woman will steal your car and take a long journey. Maybe you will be buried next to your mother. And when the people you are dining with smile and read their fortunes out loud, and ask you to tell them your own, you smile and tell them a lie. And they laugh and think that you are weird and funny and sad. And you know that you are all of those things. But you don't tell them the truth, because you don't trust anyone. And you never have. That is your fortune.